Next door in Egypt, former President Hosni Mubarak may be out of power, but is back on the airwaves. In an audio tape broadcast by an Arab satellite channel, Mubarak said he and his family were hurt by allegations of corruption, which he insists are false. Egypt's public prosecutor doesn't seem impressed. He issued a summons yesterday for Mubarak and his two sons to face an anti-corruption panel. That move came amid new tensions between the protest movement in Egypt and the military council that succeeded Mubarak. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Cairo.
Tahrir Square is a battleground again for the future of a revolution that ousted a president and now wants him tried. A few thousand protesters barricaded behind barbed wire here say they'll keep up the pressure, defying an army order to leave. But while Cairo focused on the confrontation here, an Egyptian prosecutor issued an unprecedented legal summons. He called for the former president and his family to face an anti-corruption probe. Hishan Qassem, a 20-year veteran of Egypt's political opposition, says he never imagined this happening. Mubarak under house arrest with a prosecutor demanding answers.
Unless Mubarak can really establish that he is physically incapable of coming to Cairo and facing the prosecutor, they will bring him, okay?
And the Minister of Justice issued a public warning to Mubarak's son Gamal, says Qassem.
If Gamal fails to show up on the summons that has been made for him, that constitutes a second crime.
So you think this is the beginning of the investigation of the Mubarak family?
Definitely, yes.
The former president stepped back into public for the first time since he stepped down in a recorded statement on a satellite channel supported by Saudi Arabia. Mubarak pledged to clear his reputation. He vowed to sue those who'd smeared his name, and he gave the public prosecutor permission to contact governments around the world to prove he had no assets abroad. His statements are not likely to satisfy Egyptians. The prosecutor's summons is just a start, says Dr. Mahmoud Shafi, a physician and member of the Muslim Brotherhood. That's why he joined the mass protest on Friday.
We'll wait and see. That's all.
So being questioned is one thing, being charged is something else.
Yes, of course. This is why we have to wait.
As Egyptians wait, tension over the strategy to force political reform has caused a generation gap within the opposition.
Frankly, I really disapprove of what a lot of the protesters are doing right now.
Hisham Qassem says that a small group of protesters who are now camped out on Tahrir Square provokes the military and endangers the revolution's gains.
I really don't get the rationale of 2,000-3,000 people thinking that they understand the situation more than the rest of the country and that they are representative and insist on my way or the highway.
On Saturday at dawn, two people died and more than 15 were injured when the military tried to sweep the small encampment. The Revolutionary Youth Council condemned the violence, but they stopped short of directly condemning the military, says council member Sally Moore.
Because it is the only one institution that is holding together so far. So, of course, nobody wants to topple that. And, of course, we're walking on eggshells. That's a problem now.
It is the problem for a youth-led revolution that handed power to Egypt's military council and must depend on the military to hold the country together and meet their demands for change. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Tahrir Square, Cairo.